You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The budget 2024 also includes cuts to funding for the environmental sector, such as the Department of Conservation, the Ministry for the Environment, Environmental Legal Aid, and the Climate Change Commission. Greenpeace Aotearoa has said these cuts provide more reason to join the March for Nature on this Saturday, the 8th of June. I spoke to Greenpeace Aotearoa Executive Director, Dr. Russell Norman, about the march and Greenpeace's response to Budget 2024. I began our korero asking him what parts of the budget concern Greenpeace the most.
Look, there's many cuts within the budget which are going to impact in environmental protection. So, for instance, Department of Conservation has an advocacy role. It's meant to advocate for conservation, and that's independent of the government of the day. The department itself has that responsibility under the Act, the Conservation Act, and if they're starved of funds, they won't be able to do that. There's another part of the budget called what we've called environmental legal aid, which is quite a small sum of money, really, $600,000. And what that does is help fund community groups when they go to the Environment Court and things like that, so advocacy for community groups. And the government's cut that completely. And we've seen similar cuts in the Ministry for the Environment. What you're seeing across the board is that those parts of the government bureaucracy which have a responsibility to defend nature have been systematically cut so that they can't do that. And this is in the context of a government which has a rabidly and really quite extreme anti-environment agenda. So that obviously creates a lot of issues if you care about sustainability.
Could you talk a little bit more about the roles of these agencies? How do these cuts restrict their ability to respond to how the government approaches policies regarding the environment?
Well, Department of Conservation are meant to use their advocacy function under the Conservation Act to, for instance, get involved in court cases. So if a private developer wants to destroy a piece of conservation land, for instance, Department of Conservation would be expected to use its advocacy role to enter an environment court proceeding and to oppose that destruction. If the Department of Conservation is very short of money, which of course it is and it'd be worse now, then it's got to make some hard decisions about where to spend money. Does it spend money fixing tracks and huts and things like that, or does it spend money going to the Environment Court to try to stop a developer destroying a piece of conservation? And so the more that you cut these agencies, the more they're forced to make those kind of difficult decisions between delivering the kind of services like recreation services in the conservation estate in protecting the conservation estate itself from the never-ending and relentless pressures of destruction from developers.
And this is all in light of the Fast Track Approvals Bill, of course, and Greenpeace has called for a March for Nature in Tāmaki Makaurau this Saturday in response to this. Can you tell us a little bit more about the kaupapa of the march and what are the key demands?
The march is, as it's called, a March for Nature, so it's about saying, you know, in this amazing planet that we live on, you know, human beings are part of nature, and we're a kind of special part of nature because we have this, you know, because of our ability, our technology, effectively, we're having a huge impact on the rest of nature. And so we need our government, the New Zealand government, but globally as well, but the New Zealand government to actually act to protect nature. And instead, we have a government which is engaged in a series of attacks on nature. And so the Fast Track Bill is one part of that. And so the march is calling for an end to the Fast Track Bill. So the Fast Track Bill overrides pretty much all environmental protections that currently exist and gives three ministers the right to green light any particular favourite project they have, no matter how much environmental harm it might cause. So deep sea mining, incinerators in cities and towns across the country, big commercial incinerators, you name it, mining in conservation areas, they can approve it. The one thing they're not allowed to do is mine in the national parks. And so the Fast Track Bill is an out and out attack upon environmental protection. But it's not the only one. There's a whole bunch of they're removing a whole bunch of the freshwater protections that were put in place to try to protect freshwater rivers and lakes from pollution and water abstraction. So there's a whole raft of things. And what we're calling is for the government to stop its systematic attack on nature by undermining environmental protections.
Would you be able to give a little bit more information about the march? What's the plan on Saturday?
So we gather Saturday, June the 8th, 1 p.m., Altia Square in Auckland, Tambaki Makaurau, and then we're going to march down to Britomart. There'll be some speeches at Aotea Square, and then we'll march. So we're hoping for, you know, a big turnout so that, you know, people really do need to you know, do the Lorax. You know, you've got to speak up for nature. I mean, you know, this government is basically assuming that no one cares about nature, and that's why they've got this rabidly anti-environment agenda. They take all these donations from developers, then they pass laws that make it easier for developers to destroy nature. So they're assuming that New Zealanders will just sit by and let this happen. And so if you don't want nature in this country, and of course everywhere else, but in this country, to be destroyed by this government, then you need to get up and use your voice and come to the march on Saturday.
And how can people outside of Tamaki get involved if they wish to?
At this stage, this march is just in Tamaki Makaurau. We just wanted to start with Do One Well, because it's been a long time because of COVID and various other things since there's been a lot of marches and activism. And so we thought it was essential that we just do one that we could deliver really well in Auckland. So that's what we're working on. And people outside Auckland, we'd ask you to amplify it when you see it, you know, through various social media channels, encourage anyone you know in Auckland to come along. But also there will be further action outside of Auckland further down the track, because the government has a very long agenda of things they're attacking nature on, and it's going to affect everybody. So while this one is just in Auckland, there will no doubt be further activities outside of Auckland later in the year. Look, the last thing I'd say is, you know, every breath you take is come from somewhere in the world. So, you know, whether it's the forests in Southeast Asia or Brazil, or it's the plankton in the oceans, we are totally dependent on the natural world for our survival, whether it's the food we eat. And we're globally connected as well. Like all of the, you know, the oxygen and the air that we, you know, that we need, as well as all the food that's from around the world, like it's all connected. And so we have to do our part. We're a small nation in the South Pacific Ocean. We need to do our part to protect biodiversity and terrestrial biodiversity on land, but also the ocean biodiversity, and also do our part on climate change. We've got this government which is doing exactly the wrong thing. And nobody voted for them to do exactly the wrong thing. Many people voted for a change of government, but they never expected a war on nature. And we have to stand up for nature, for ourselves, for our kids, and for the planet itself. So it is really important that people turn up.
That was Greenpeace Aotearoa Executive Director Dr. Russell Norman speaking to me about the March for Nature on this Saturday, the 8th of June, and Greenpeace's response to the Budget 2024. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.